Hello, thank you for calling. How can I help?
Okay, I want to do an inquiry. Yes, I've recently joined you and I got a modem. I paid you for the... I'll give you my account number, perhaps.
Uh-huh.
It's 812740.
Okay, Nicholas Ryan.
That's who it for, yes. Now, I've been offered a better deal, so I've paid you for the modem.
Mm-hmm.
So if I go, I just get billed for just the time I've used, don't I?
No, you're in a contract, 24 months contract you have agreed. So if you're cancelling, the cancellation fee is
$299. $299 cancellation fee, is that what it is?
Right.
All right. Okay. Righto. And is that right? $299 for cancelling it?
Yeah, if you are cancelling any time before May 2027, you're liable to pay that charge.
Wow. Because why did I have, just incidentally, why did you get a 24-month contract? That was a clever move. I didn't know that you, well, I mean, I'm over 80 and I...
It was mentioned to you on the call and also in the welcome pack you got.
Yeah, so, I realised I would have got it, but I realised it would have been there. But really, why does anybody have to be on a plan like that? It's like only people who gain out of it is you, because you've locked me into a plan for no real reason.
It's a special plan that has been given to you, so it's a lock-in contract. So in case if you cancel, you're liable to pay the charges.
Yeah, I realise that, but... the service you're offering is no different no advantage to me. It's advantage to you, but there's no advantage to me. So you've locked me into a contract. That's fine. You've done that. But it's no advantage. Only advantage is to you. You've got me hooked in for 24 months. There's nothing I can do about it.
All right.
So it's a very clever move. In other words, yeah, all right, well... And also, does it diminish every month, or it gets down, or is it...
No, it's $299 flat till contract end term.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, that very clever move. I don't know whether it's legal or not, but I might just break the contract and, you know, not pay anything.
Then, unfortunately, we have to inform the third-party credit agencies who will chase you for the payment. See, I'm not trying to get into all that. All I would say is this is a good deal. Try to stick to it and you will be happy. Because ideally, if you shop around, there are hundreds of deals available in the market.
There is. And there is. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know whether that you can hold me to that, actually, but to be honest, legally, so I think that you'll probably find that it would be very difficult for you to hold me to that, because you're not supplying anything. If it goes to a point of law, it's not supplying anything that's normal with someone not into a contract.
We have the verbal recording. The main thing we have, your voice with the recording where you agreed to stay for 24 months.
Yeah. I agree to that. But, I mean, I don't know whether that's quite legal.
It is legal, sir. We have told you about the contract you agreed, then only you have agreed to proceed and then we took over the service. So everything is legal.
Yeah, all right. But in actual fact... If you go over the recordings, that you haven't been a very good because you started charging me for a whole pile of stuff on top of that, which I had to dispute. You haven't been that. If you go to the recordings, it would be very interesting to see where. And also, I didn't want the modem, and I cancelled the modem within in the period of time. Yet you sent it to me and billed me for it. You know, things like that. You haven't been a very good company. I just want to get away from you as a company. That's all. You tried some tricky things, and it's on your recordings anyway. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Think
about it. Take your time. Think about it.
Yeah. Oh well. Well, I'll think about it. But yeah, you can. I think that you've done a very clever move. You've locked somebody in for no real reason. You see, when you do a contract, there's got to be an advantage above the normal. Because if you lock in for a contract and you just hook people in for a long period of time and no advantage, that's not quite kosher. You might have done it, and as you said, the recording, yes, I understand that. But when it comes down to dispute about it, it would be very, very hard for you to sort of justify that you've locked me in for a...
No, it's easy for us, but anyways, you think about it and let us know.
Okay, I'll think about it.
We have told you everything you've agreed, then only we proceeded. It's not that without your consent we proceed.
I agree,
now
but
you have shopped around, you have got a deal, that's why you have canceled.
Yes.
As I said, I don't mind, but you have to pay the penalty.
No, I don't, but never mind. We'll dispute that, because if you go over the recordings, you'll find that I had big trouble with your company. It'd be interesting for you if you get a time to go over the recordings, the different things. Absolutely had trouble with your company, and I'm not happy with that, so that's it. So anyway, we'll see how it goes, won't we?
Okay. No
All right?
Worries. Yep.
Okay. I'll be in touch.
Sure.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.